Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Contemporary Allah is back. I missed you all very, very much. It was too long of a break. Please forgive me for taking vacation. And B'ezras Hashem, we'll carry on learning and growing. So this is a series I want to learn as some kind of preparation for myself, but I think it'll be also nice and useful for you guys. Towards the Chagim of Tishrei, we're going to have a share about Rosh Hashanah, a share about Yom Kippur, and a share about Sukkos. And I want to start today about Zmanim, as we say in the Kiddush. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, and Hashem Baruch Hu is sanctifying both Yisrael and the times. That is because Am Yisrael has the ability of creating a Kaddish time, right? All the Muyadim are actually created by Beis Din, that they receive Eidus from the Eidim of Eidus HaKodesh, and then they decide when the Kedusha of the Chagim are going to come. So also we can decide a few things about Zmanim and decide how long Shabbos will be and how short Shabbos will be. So I wanted to discuss about the famous Machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Geonim about Shkia. So as we all know, there is this big machlokas. We have to figure out, when does Chag enter? Does it go according to Rabbeinu Tam or according to the Gaonim? When is Shabbos out? Clanton Park has a minion in 45 minutes after Shkia and 50 minutes. Sorry? No, Seis Shabbos is 50, but the Ma'ariv is 45 minutes, if I'm mistaken. Right? And they announced that Havdalah is 50 minutes after Shkia. Where does that come from? I know 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. Who are Zman Rabbeinu Tam? In Eretz Yisrael, usually it's 35 minutes, something like that. How long? Sorry?
It used to be 42.
Where? From the park?
Yeah.
Really?
Of Toronto.
Of Toronto. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. So you're right. Your Moshe will be a main character in this year. We'll see exactly how. How long before Shabbos should you accept Shabbos? Here, the calendar is 18 minutes. Candlelighting is 18 minutes before Shkia. In Eretz Yisrael, it's usually 20 minutes. And Yerushalayim and Petach Tikva that follow the minhag of Yerushalayim is 40 minutes before Shkia. Why is it that we have all these kind of numbers? There's an explanation to all of them. Almost. Because they sent Yerushalayim, Chashalom, Yerushalayim, and of course we'll try to also understand the Chassidim or people that look Chassidim that sometimes daven mincha very, very late. I remember that in my yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So I spoke with the Rebbe. He said, "Come before mincha at 8:30." And 8:30 is like night time in Israel. It was in the summer, and come at 8:30 and come for mincha. What? And yes, it's you have stars outside, and nevertheless, they're davening mincha. So where does all these things come from? So let's see a fundamental machlokas and a very, very interesting nafkaminos. So, as we all know, every single child knows that nighttime, Moitzei Shabbos, when I was a kid, we were anticipating when is Shabbos out, anticipating, but I remember with my grandmother sitting in the porch looking for the stars, and once you have three stars, that is Tzeisik Lechovim, that is nighttime, Shabbos is out. This is also, of course, a Gemara in source number one. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnaim Ben Hashmashot, Shlosha Laila. Once you have three stars in the sky, that is halachically night. And as we all know, we are Jews. The day changes when it is nighttime. So when you have three stars, that is a new day. So when does Shabbos, the day of Shabbos start? When is the new day starts? At nighttime, meaning three stars. From Tzedek Kochavim, that is when Shabbos starts. However, in source number four, sorry for jumping, the Gemara says that there is this time called Bein Hashmashot. Bein Hashmashot, thing in English is called twilight. Bein Hashmashot, that it's a Suffolk day, Suffolk night. We don't know exactly what this thing is, whether it's day or night. Because it's a Suffolk, from the beginning of Bein Hashmashot, we are concerned, maybe this is night. And Suffolk de Raisa Lechumra, so we are observing the Shabbos and avoiding Melachos from Bein Hashmashot. Right? Because Shabbos starts at nighttime, but Bein Hashmashot is Suffolk nighttime. From Bein Hashmashot, we are concerned that this might be Shabbos, because that we have to avoid Melacha. Okay, from Bein Hashmashot. When does Bein Hashmashot start? When does it start? So the Gemara says, Ezu Bein Hashmashot, Meshet Ishka Achama. From the time, this is in source 4, when is Bein Hashmashot? From Shkia time. So from Shkia starts Bein Hashmashot, Sofek Laila. From Shkia time, you have to avoid Melacha. Maybe this is already Shabbos. Terrific. How long is Shkia? How long is what's called Shkiat HaChama, sunset? How long is this Shkia until Tzedek Ochavim? So you have a stira. On the one hand, you have in source number two that the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos how long is Bein HaShemashot? Shi'ur Bein HaShemashot Bekama. How long is it? Amar Rabba Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shlosha Chelkei Mil. 3/4 of a mil. Smichas Chaver, participants know how much is a mil. 18 minutes. To walk the distance of a mil, it's more or less a kilometer, I think. So it takes a normal person 18 minutes. That's the given that walking a mil is 18 minutes. Once I was at Waslagovich at this Minas Manim, and people came from Blue Mountain to Minyan. I said it's very, very nice, but halachically it was seemed to be unnecessary because you drove 40 minutes from Blue Mountain to Waslagovich. It's way more than the mil, both in car and also distance. But nevertheless, they did so kol hakavod. But so how long is Bein HaShemashot? 3/4 of a mil. How much is 3/4 of 18 minutes? I'll help you. 13.5. 13.5 minutes. That is the time of Bein HaShemashot, 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes. Okay, that's one Gemara. So, however, in source 3, so again, Bein HaShemashot is from Shkia, which is Sofek night, until Tzedek Ochavim. That is Bein HaShemashot. And how long is that? 13.5 minutes. But in source 3, Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara says, Mishkiat HaChama V'ad Tzedek Ochavim, 4 Milin. Oy vey vey. The Gemara there says, that how long is it from Shkia until Tzeis, meaning from sunset, I assume, until 3 stars, that is halachically Tzeis. How much is that? 4 mil. 4 times 18 minutes is 72 minutes. So you have your Astira. On the one hand, you have that Bein HaShemashot, which is, I assume, Shkia until Tzeis, is 13.5 minutes, 3/4 of a mil. And then on the other hand, you have Shkia until Tzeis, which I know is Bein HaShemashot, is 4 mil, 72 minutes. So how can this possibly be? This is the famous Kashya of Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll have 2 answers to this question, one of Rabbeinu Tam, and one of the Vilna Goyen, which is also known as the Geonim, because not only the Vilna Goyen held this way, it is also the Geonim, Rav Shira Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, and Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. And both of them say different answers, but they both say that you have Tzvei Dinim. Rabbeinu Tam says you have 2 kinds of Shkia, and the Vilna Goyen will say you have 2 kinds of Tzeis. Let's start with Rabbeinu Tam. The Bir Halacha in source number 5, so he brings, actually this Kashya, he brings all the other sources, Pesachim Tzidik Daled, and you have this. Again, how could it possibly be that on the one hand, from Shkia until Tzeis, it's 72 minutes, and on the other hand, Bein HaShemashot is 3.5 minutes. It cannot be. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Al Ken Teretz Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyato, I'm in the second paragraph in source 5. לחלק בין שקיעת החמה דפסחים לשקיעת החמה שבשבת. דהי דפסחים הוא התחלת השקיעה משקיעת גוף השמש, כשנחסם עינינו, ומאז עד צדק כוכבים, דלת מילים. ומשתשקע החמה שבשבת, הוא סוף השקיעה, שהוא כשנשקע גם אור השמש, מרוב הרקיע לבד לצד המערבי. ואז מתחיל בין השמשות, שגימל רבעי מיל, קודם צדק כוכבים. Says בין אותם, you have 2 kinds of שקיעה. You have sunset, which is the body of the sun, גוף החמה, the body of the sun, which disappears in the horizon. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam, that is nothing. That is the Shkiyas HaChama in Psochim, which halachically has no nafkamina whatsoever, says Rabbeinu Tam. And you have a Shkiyah, so the Shkiyah, not of the body of the sun, but rather the Shkiyah of the light. When the sun is down, you can't see the sun anymore. You can't see the planet of the sun. I call it the planet, the star of the sun. You can't see that thing. You can't see it. Nevertheless, there still is a lot of light in the sky. So once this light goes and disappears, that is Shkiat Ha'or. That it's the light set, not the sunset, the light set. Says Rabbeinu Tam, from the light set, that is the Shkia that we need regarding Shabbos. That is the Shkia that we need regarding Mincha. The end of the day, starting with the beginning of Bein HaShemashot, is from which Shkia? The Shkia of the light. That's what he says. So he explains the Gemara as follows. I'll say Baal Peh. When the Gemara in Pesachim says it's 72 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis, so he means from the shkia of the body of the sun, which is the first shkia, right? The circle of the sun is down from that moment until three stars. It is 4 mil. It is 72 minutes that from that first shkia until Tzidik Chavim, that's 72 minutes. And that's honestly not so important. But what is Bin HaShmashot, the halachic Bin HaShmashot? So, as we said, you have from the body of the sun until Tzidik Chavim, 4 mil. The last 3/4 of a mil, that is the time when you have the shkia of the light. That is Bin HaShmashot. So, according to Bin Tam, I'll explain this. So you have the body of the sun, which is down, which is what we call sunset. And then you have 3 mil and 1/4 of day. It's 100% day. And in the last 3/4 of a mil, the last 13 and a half minutes, that is what's called Bin HaShmashot. So, there is what we know as Shkia, the sun is down, and then you have 3/4 of a mil and 3 mils and 1/4, which is 58 and a half minutes, almost an hour, 58 and a half minutes, which is day. It's 100% day. You have the sun down, almost an hour, this is day. The last 13 and a half minutes of the 72 minutes from Shkia until Tzeis, the last 13 and a half minutes, that is Bin HaShmashot. So according to Bin Hutam, you have 58 and a half minutes, which is day from Shkia, and then you have what's called Shkia of the light, the light set, and then you have 13 and a half minutes of Bin HaShmashot. From that point, it's Sufik day. It's Sufik night, and you should be machmir regarding to Shabbos. So it is a very big chiddush according to Bin Hutam. You have the sun down, you have almost an hour of regular weekday, according to Bin Hutam. Is this clear, Bin Hutam? More or less? Yes. What? About Shabbos, about you could do melacha, you could do everything. Yes, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Mincha, Ma'ariv.
Well, something Bin HaShmashot on the Arab Shabbos, or Bin Hutam, that's nothing.
Sorry?
But we call Bin HaShmashot on Arab Shabbos.
Because we go like the Geonim. Okay. Because we go like the Geonim. But how do we followed Bin Hutam? We could have carried, it could be almost even dark outside, and still this is day, halachically. That is according to Bin Hutam. The Vilna Gaon says differently. He says there are not two kinds of Shkia, you have two kinds of Tzeta Kochavim. He says Shkia is Shkia. Shkia Sachama is the sun going down. From that point, that's what we know also, that from that point, that is already Bin HaShmashot. When the Gemara in Psochim says, from Shkia Sachama until Tzidik Uchavim is 72 minutes, the Tzidik Uchavim there is not the halachic Tzidik Uchavim, it's not three stars, it is when you have the sky full of stars. That is the Tzidik Uchavim that they're talking about in Psochim, when the sky is full of stars. But from the Shkia, the sunset of the body of the sun, from that point you have Bin HaShmashot, 13 and a half minutes, and then you'll have three stars in the sky. That's what he says. So according to the Vilna Gaon, you have sunset. Today it was, I think, 7:55, something like that. You have sunset. That is already Bin HaShmashot, 13 and a half minutes, nighttime. This is already nighttime, Kedavim Ma'ariv, everything, Kreshma, that's already nighttime. 13 and a half minutes, and that's it. According to Bin Hutam, you had the sunset, the body of the sun is down, and then you have 58 and a half minutes of day, and then you have what's called the Shkia of the light, 13 and a half minutes, and then Bin HaShmashot starts, 13 and a half minutes, then you have Tzeis HaKochavim, and the completion of 72 minutes. I have here a nice chart that will hopefully help us understand. Sorry for just printing one. I thought this was big. So I'll try to explain it. I'll see it. I see a bit from backwards. According to, this is the Shkia of the sunset. Right? Shkia of the sunset. According to the Vilna Gaon and the Geonim, from this point, the sun is down, the body of the sun is down. You have 3/4 of a mil, 13 and a half minutes. That is Bin HaShmashot. This is already set HaKochavim. This is already a new day. Right? This is already nighttime entirely. We wear Choshesh from the Shkia time. This might be Shabbos. According to Bin Hutam, from this point, according to the Gaonim, is already is Sufik Laila, Bin HaShmashot, you have 58 and a half minutes, which is day. This is 100% day, 58 and a half minutes. And then from this point, you have the second Shkia, the Shkia of the light, which begins Bin HaShmashot. Only from here you have to be concerned that this might be Shabbos. And then you have 13 and a half minutes until Seta Kuchavim. Is this clear? You want to answer first?
It's clear, but the mice of the character of the impact is there.
It could very much be. I don't really know what is the nafkamina according to the Gaonim, that the sky is full of stars. I honestly didn't check. I'll be honest. I didn't check, so I'm not really sure. But I don't really know what nafkamina is at this. Yeah, but you're right. According to Tama, many say that it makes a lot of sense. And also, if you live in Europe, it also makes a lot of sense. What are you saying? But this is Rabbeinu Tam. And according to the Vilna Goin, it's different. Is this clear? Yeah, sorry.
You know, when Shabbos comes and you look outside, I mean, here you can see that it's still light for a few minutes, but 15 minutes after, it's dark.
15 minutes after Shkia? It is? Here?
Yeah.
It really depends. Like in Israel, it's for sure darker than here.
58 minutes is a lot of
time. Oh, 58 minutes is, yeah.
So I'm asking another question that I've heard this. I don't have anything to support it, but maybe some of the sources will come.
Uh-huh.
Someone told me a long time ago, it was a Shastacha. And Shkia, like you say, let's say 7:22.
Yeah.
They had 18 minutes, so that would be 7:40. That's Shabbos.
Yeah.
Oh,
you'll hear it soon. Very good. Very good. Very good. So we'll discuss these. So we will discuss the magic 9 minutes close to the end of this year, B'zal Hashem. Yeah. We will discuss it. Yeah. 100%. Very good. Okay. So this is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Geonim. By the way, also Vilna Goin says that when the Gemara says 3.5 minutes, you see the stars, it is according to the horizon of Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. This is the third paragraph. And he says every single place where it's more north, so it's more and more time. So he says 3.5 minutes might be good in Eretz Yisrael from sunset until Tzitzit Kochavim, but in north or places like Canada or England or Finland or whatever, so in that case it'll be different. And then he says you should use your eyes and see the three stars. That's more or less what he says. The Bir Lecha mentions this is not only Vilna Goyen, this is also Maran Shakar, Rav Shira Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Minisim Gon, Rabbi Avraham Chassid Ben Osher Rambam, Rashi, Maran Prag, Ravan, also Shach, maybe bring this Alach Lemaise regarding Hilchos Mila. Okay, Lemaise says the Bir Lecha, we should take, of course, the words of the Vilna Goin in consideration and be machmir, because in the end of the day, this is Isra Skila. We don't want to be Chas V'Sholom punished with, be deserving to punish the punishment of Isra Skila. That's what he says. He also adds another Shita. I wonder if to say it now. No, I'll leave this for later. I just moved the page. I'll leave the Shita of the Urim later. Okay, Vilna Goin and Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch is a very, very important rabbi. What does he paskin? Like Rabbeinu Tam? Do you have an extra hour after sunset? An extra 58 and a half minutes? Or does he paskin like the Gaonim? Surprisingly, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. And he's paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, not l'chumra, but rather even l'kula, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Where? In source number 6, the Shulchan Aruch, regarding the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, as we all know, although Shabbos starts at a certain time, there is a mitzvah to do Tosefes Shabbat, to add a few minutes, l'hosif mehachol ala kodesh, to add from the weekday to Shabbos. And when should you add this to Tosefes Shabbat? Says Shulchan Aruch in source 6, Yesh omrim, shetzarich l'hosif mechol ala kodesh, uzman ha-tosefet ze, hu mitchilat ha-shkiyah, שאין השמש נראית על הארץ, עד זמן בין השמשות. והזמן הזה הוא גימל מילים ורביע. רצה לעשות כולו תוספת, עושה. רצה לעשות ממנו מקצת, עושה. ובלבד שיוסיף איזה זמן שיהיה ודאי יום מחול על הקודש. זה שולחן ערוך. There is a mitzvah of תוספת שבס. From when do you need to add מחול from a weekday on the Kodesh? From sunset. From the time that the sun, the body of the sun is down, then it is advised to do Tosefet Shabbat. And from that point, you have 58 and a half minutes, 3 1/4 mil, 50 and a half minutes of weekday. And you could do all of it Kodesh, all of it Shabbos. You could do even part of it Shabbos. I don't care. You have to have some kind of time of Tosefet Shabbos. That's it. So Shulchan Paskin's lekula. He's giving you a leniency. You should know the sun is down. It's still a weekday. Do whatever you want. Do me a favor. You have 58 from this point, you have an extra 58 and a half minutes of a weekday. Give me a minute or two, or even more. That will be Tosefes Shabbos. So he's making like Rabbeinu Tam. Unbelievable. Yeah.
That it's Shkia, like I said, 7:40
is 18
minutes
to
7:40.
That is Shkia. That is Shkia, yeah.
Don't we hold now today that Shabbos?
Of course. One second. Hold your horses. We're almost there. Yeah, yeah. So at the moment, the Hasidim are winning. Shemirachim. There are now elections in Eretz Yisrael, and Agudas Yisrael are now dividing from Degel, or Degel are dividing from Aguda. There's going to be World War III. So at the moment, the Hasidim are leading. I don't know how it will be in the elections in Israel, but I'm a Hasid Sheinakol, and a Chevron graduate, and I'm in the YU Kolel. Baruch Hashem. I'm enjoying all worlds. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So, anyways, at the moment, Benu Tam, Shemarachem, that's halacha. The Rama says, if you want, you can be Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, which is actually what we do, not necessarily only from Shkia. It means that what? For sure. That's why Plag Minyanim, although Bavonoisai, also I daven there sometimes, it's a big problem, because you know, if you're wrong, so this could be Bracha Vatala. So, I mean, I won't say anything against it, especially that I go to it from time to time. But, yeah, I mean, it could be a very much of a problem. You are a very interesting guy. You go to Plag HaMincha on weekdays and Shkia on Shabbos. That's, okay. So that's very interesting. But anyways, so Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Tam. Sun is down. Yeah, weekday, 58 and a half minutes. Amazing. Why is it that even Sephardim don't do that? So Piskei Tshuvos says, אכן לעניין ארץ ישראל וסביבותיה, in source number 7, כבר העיד בגודלו הרב החידה, בברכי יוסף, מחזיק ברוכו, קונטוס אחרון, בשמו ובשם כמה גדולי הדורות, דנהגו בכל הגלילות כסברת הגאונים, ומנהגם שישראל תורה היא, ויש במה שיסמוכו. In the end of the day, the עם ישראל, although Shulchan Aruch says one thing, the common minhag in all of עם ישראל is to do like the גאונים. Meaning that from the time that the body of the sun is down, what's called the first skia in the words of Rabbeinu Tam, that is the end of the day. That has already been Hashmoshos. From that time, you should be Mikavel Shabbos. And whoever does that, yesh lo min smoch. Wow. I mean, you could even allow yourself to do that. He says only a few yechidei sgula maybe could do like Rabbeinu Tam. But really, the common practice is, like the Gaonim, once the skia is done, once sun is down, it's 7:55 today, I think it is. That's it. That's already Ben Hashmoshos. That's already a new day. The Harav Mashash, he was the Sephardi chief rabbi of Yerushalayim until 15 years ago, something like that. So he says in source number 8, he explains in his response to Shemesh Vim again, why is it? He says, Tam Shelo Kiblu B'Zeh Svarat Maran, in the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very big thing. Maran HaShulchan Aruch, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. How is it that we're not doing halacha like Maran HaShulchan Aruch? He says, the reason is, although the sugya goes very, very well with Rabbeinu Tam, as Rav Rubin mentioned, but nevertheless, he says, Ra'u shedivrei Rabbeinu Tam hem neged ha-metziut shel pirov b'chol ha-mekomot. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you'll see, whatever he says, does not make any sense at all. If you go to a Rebbe who does mincha at 8:30, so you'll see, there are stars in the sky, the sky is full of stars, this doesn't make any sense at all. So, although, with all due respect to the Shulchan Aruch, who actually lived in Eretz Yisrael, and also knew that this is weird, but it's hard for us to comprehend it, to grasp this thing. This thing doesn't make any sense. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, 20 minutes already after Shkia, it's already pitch black outside. So the Vilna Goyen in the Metzias makes much more sense at a certain level in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't make any sense at all to go like that. So he says, So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't go well with Metzias. Lochen ha-geonim, divrehem nichlesim el ha-sechel, v'shitatam nochal litkabel, u'maskemet im ha-metziut. Don't make a fool of yourself. Look outside, open the window, this is nighttime. So that, because of that, it doesn't make a lot of sense. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, he spoke according to his Medina, to his place, where there is a long Ben HaShmashos, there's a long time for, between Shkia and Tzitzit Chavim, that in that place, it makes sense. And as I mentioned earlier, I was in Muslaga Beach, and I saw the beautiful sunset there, and indeed, you had light from a very long time, from the moment that you couldn't see the sun anymore, until the light was gone entirely, it took a very long time. You know what? Rabbeinu Tam makes somewhat of sense here in Canada. It makes a lot of sense because it's a long time until it becomes very, very dark. Until what's called the Shkia of the light happens. So that's why he says in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, we'll go according to the Geonim, with all due respect to the Shulchan Aruch. In Chutz La'aretz, that is already a different story. But also, in Piskei Shuv, back to source 7, he says also in the majority of Keilos Yisrael in Europe and overseas, in Chutz La'aretz, out of Eretz Yisrael. So the common practice will be like the Geonim, for the moment the sun is down, this is the minhag to observe the Holy Shabbat. Okay? Are we good? Yeah. So that is what we actually do. Where does the numbers of 20 minutes, 18 minutes, 40 minutes come from? Where is this coming from? So Mishnah Bura on the spot in source 9. Everything is clear, right? Great. Verse 9. So he says that Shulchan Aruch is given save zed atav enutam v'siyato harbe rishonim svir lei v'gam agra v'shatam. So he says this seif that I mentioned in source 6, that's according to Benutam. We go according to the Geonim, and then he says in the end, ומי שמחמיר על עצמו ופורש עצמו ממלאכה חצי שעה או על כל פנים שליש שעה קודם שקיעה, אשרי לוד, הוא יוצא בזה ידי שיטת כל הראשונים. The person who is machmir, and he's avoiding melacha 20 minutes or 30 minutes before shkia, that is great. That is fantastic. 20 or 30 minutes. Why? Because by that, you're yoytze all the rishonim. All the rishonim? You have Rabbeinu Tam, you have another hour after shkia. And good. What? No. It doesn't matter. He says every single place we hold like the Geonim, every single place, also in Lithuania, in Radin, wherever he lived, the Mishnah Berurah. And nevertheless, it'll be very, very well advised to stop doing melacha 20 or 30 minutes before Shkia. And that way you're great according to all the Rishonim. Who are you missing? So the Shar Tzion explains, afilu l'shitat Rabbi Eliezer Memitz. What is the shita of the Urim? And that's what I alluded to in the beginning of the page. One second, please. In the beginning of the page, the shita of the Urim of Rabbi Eliezer Memitz. He has a different approach. I don't know how he understands the sugya. I didn't actually look into it. But he says the following. He says that shlosh rev mil, three quarters of a mil, it's not after shkia, it is before shkia. Ben HaShemosha starts three quarters of a mil before shkia. That's one thing he says. In addition, he holds that a mil is not 18 minutes. He holds that a mil is 24 minutes. That's why there's a shita that says that Zman Rabbeinu Tam, 4 mil after Tzitzit Kochavim, is 24 times 4, which is 96 minutes after Shkia. I don't think anyone here does it, but there is this opinion. So he says 3 quarters of a mil before Shkia, and a mil is 24 minutes, so 3 quarters of a mil before Shkia is 18 minutes. So in that case, says Mishnah Berurah, if that's what Ben HaShemashos, according to the Yireim, so add an extra 2 minutes, 20 minutes before Shkia. Add an extra 12 minutes, half an hour before Shkia. And by that, you could be even according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer Memitz. So that makes, that gives somewhat of a reason why to be Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before Shkia. I don't know why 80 minutes here in Toronto, because in that case you're not actually gaining this opinion, which is actually very, very sensible, because all of us daven the mincha during that time. So all of us aren't really doing it even in Eretz Yisrael, the majority of us. So, but says Mishnah Berurah, if your Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before Shkia, so that case you'll also gain the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer Memitz. The Igros Moshe in source.
Why aren't you
80
minutes? You're also gaining the Shita. You're not getting
Tosefta Shabbos. Yeah, Tosefta Shabbos is a mitzvah.
But that's not Hishita. But you're gaining Hishita.
So you're gaining Hishita of Shabbos, but you're missing the Shabbos.
Okay, but that's not what you said. You're going to be Mekayim all the Shitas.
So says Shaar Tzion in Source 10, Ve'seba ze medina gama tosefet Shabbat.
Okay, the 20.
So this means you're also gaining the Tzivah Shabbos, which is very important. Some say it's a mitzvah deraisa. So that's why it's 20 minutes. Igros Moshe says, no, absolutely not. We don't hold according to the Reim at all. See in verse 11, Haraya, that all of us go daven mincha once our wives are lighting the candles. We can't have a mincha if it's already Shabbos. So we don't even hold this time as Shabbos at all. We have a mincha, and we have to have two minutes from mincha until shkia in order to gain to Sefer Shabbos. He says we don't hold according to the Urim. So for us men, he says women they light 18-20 minutes before shkia. Okay, for us men we have a mincha. We have 2 minutes before shkia. Yeah. Yeah, if she lights her candles, yeah. So ideally, in the Mishnah Berurah world, it would have been better already to have an early mincha than Mekavah Shabbos. But since we're supposed to, we don't do that. We go to have a mincha. So for us, it's not Shabbos. We don't do that.
So you say before it was recommended 18 or 20 minutes before Shabbos to accept Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now you're saying it's not.
Igros Moshe. He says, Lamai said we don't do that. 2 minutes before Shkia, that's enough. Mishnah Berurah actually did think it's a good idea. Yeah. 2 minutes before Shkia, that's enough. For Tosefet Shabbos. Yeah. And, however, as I said, Minhag Yerushalayim is to have 40 minutes. So he says that the reason for the 40 minutes, where did the 40 minutes Yerushalayim come from? So he says it could be the reason to have a mincha before shkia. But then he adds, "Efshar shayu yechidim sheichmiru lachush leshitat hayerim de mitchad shkia havi kvar laila." So maybe those who, the reason why we had the 40 minutes, he says, is because of those who want to be yotzei the yereim. So 40 minutes before shkia, they already go to daven mincha. And then they finish mincha, they have some time for Tosefet Shabbos according to the Yerayim. So Zalman Elbach, maybe that is the reason of the 40 minutes before Shkia in Yerushalayim in order to gain the Shita of the Yerayim. There is a rumor, I don't know how much this is true, but there's a rumor that Rabbi Yoilish of Satmeh, so he of course was a big Rabbeinu Tam guy, there are many versions to this story. Either he drove on Shabbos Neres Yisrael after Shkia, or he drove after candle lighting. And why did he do so? Because he says, you guys are taking this way too far. And at the end of the day, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos starts an hour after Shkia. If you're adding 40 minutes beforehand, it could very much be that you're lighting candles before Plaga Mincha, according to Ben Utam. And that is terrible. Because you're losing the main sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, the sheet of Ben Utam, right? If you're lighting candles an hour and 40 before Shabbos, according to Ben Utam, so in that case, this is terrible. It's before Plaga Mincha, and you're actually losing a lot more than you're gaining. So the story says that he used to drive in order to show that Ben Utam's sheet is the right sheet. He used to drive, I don't know, either after candle lighting or after Shkia. Some people say that they threw rocks at him. I don't know, but there's many versions of the story. And this is what they say. So in the end of the day, again, so we have three Shitot, two major Shitot. Either Shabbos is from sunset, and then you have like 2 minutes before, and that's enough. But that's honestly the common practice. 2 minutes before the regular Shkia, sun is down. That's what we do. We have a mincha beforehand, but we make sure to avoid melacha at least 2 minutes before the sunset. That we have the Shita of Ben Utam, that we don't go according to that, but that's 58 and a half minutes after the sunset. And we have the Yerayim, who he says is three quarters of a mil, which is 18 minutes before Shkia. That is already Ben Shemashos. So because of that, 20 minutes beforehand, 40 minutes beforehand, Bimikal Shabbos, in order to also have his Shita in your hand. Is this clear? Yes? Great. That was not too much math. I mean, for me, it's a lot of math to prepare it, but it's fine. Okay? Everything is clear? Great. So that's the reason why we are Mikabel Shabbos this amount of time. I assume that here in Chusaris we are Mikabel Shabbos 18 minutes before Shkia, like the candle lighting is 18 minutes, because we go according to Reb Moshe. At the end of the day, we're not choshes to the Yireim, just make sure to finish Mincha, or in some way be Mikabel Shabbos before Shkia time. That is Minhag Toronto. What?
If you go
for
the middle of 24,
the 3 quarters
18.
Yeah, so here in Toronto, we're not gaining the Shita of the Urain, because there's no Tosefta Shabbos, and you're also going to have a Milcha, so you're not doing the Urain. In Israel, every calendar is usually 20 minutes before Shkia, in that certain place. Ramosha Feinstein, okay, makes sense. I'm not saying it's his own chiddush, but in North America we're not gaining the Urain, that's for sure.
It looks like Ramosha also said 20 minutes.
No, so apparently, so I think he says, but is this true?
No, it's
not true, so I don't know. Ask Ramosha Feinstein why he said so. Or why in Toronto, he's saying that there is a zman that there are kavu 20 minutes before Shkia. That's what he says. I don't know. I believe you guys.
We're just trying to figure out, so where did 18 minutes come from?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I really don't know. Yeah?
So this candle lighting is 736.
Yeah?
The sunset sea level is 752. And the next morning.
That is 16 minutes.
754.
It's
18
minutes
or 16?
Sea level is a little different. That's not the standard.
It's 18 minutes. 18 minutes. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Yeah. Because Moshe says 20 minutes. You're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. So, I don't know. Let's go knock on the door of the rabbi's room. I don't know. I mean, but Chashalom. I'm sure that there's a reason, maybe, but what? For the 18 minutes, Bidavka, I don't know.
But it's
Chai. But it's Chai, yeah, Chai, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is 20 minutes, except Yerushalayim, which is 40 minutes. It's double the 20 minutes. When? When? On Yom Kippur?
Friday.
The shofar? So in Yerushalayim, it's 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Yes. I never paid attention to it, because I always carried on later. But yeah, 40 minutes before.
What about the wife?
No, my wife used to light candles like 20 minutes before Shkia. Even though it is 40 minutes, please forgive me, it's kind of a recommendation. Like, we don't really do that. But okay. That is regarding entering Shabbos. When is Shabbos out? When is Shabbos out? So according to the Vilna Goyen, it's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. 13 and a half minutes. That's already Shabbos is out. Oh, nobody does that. Not in Eretz Yisrael, 13 and a half minutes. I hope nobody does that. So nobody does that. So what do we do? So we hold that we have to actually look with our eyes and see when is it Tzedek Chavim. I didn't bring it here, but the calendar of Rav Tikuchinsky is constantly between 32 and 35 minutes after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael, between 30 and 35 minutes. Chazonish, I did bring him in source 14. So he says, that Ikaradin, it's half an hour. It's ready to Sikochovim. He's Machmir, 10 minutes for Mariv. And then, and Shabbos, it's 45, 50 minutes. So that's why he in Bnei Brak, so they wait longer for Moshe Shabbos, but in Yerushalayim, you see many people, 35 minutes after Shkia, they're driving their cars. Because again, you have to just use your senses and just see this is already Motzei Shabbos. Chazonish is 45 until 50 minutes. Yalkut Yosef says, listen, in the end of the day, Maran, Hashulchan Aruch, he paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. And although he even paskins him like Likula, but at least we should take him L'chumra. And because of that, if a person is a Baal Nefesh, I think he says, so a person should wait 72 minutes after Shkia, like Rabbeinu Tam, because right, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, from Shkia until Tseis is 4 mil, that is 13 and a half times 4, is 72 minutes, 18 times 4. 18 times 4 is 72 minutes. So Chazonish, he says, just use your eyes, He says, I used my eyes, and I see that there, you have already a lot of stars in the sky after 45, 50 minutes. Yeah. No. It's between the, it's one big chumr, because he says, make her this half an hour, but I add 10 minutes on a regular day, and Shabbos Yantov, 45, 50 minutes. It's not really a cut hour. Because he's afraid of doing Isser Shabbos. It's worse than davening Maariv a bit earlier. Yes, that was his concern. And Yaakov Yosef says, listen, hold like Rebbeinu Tam. This is Psak Shulchan Aruch. Wait, 72 minutes, 4 mil from Shkia, 18 times 4, 72 minutes. That's what the Yaakov. Okay, that's an easy way to remember it. Okay. So. For me, it's 27 minutes after Maariv in Clinton Park. That's my sign. 27 minutes after Maariv in Clinton Park. 27 minutes after Maariv in Clinton Park. So if Maariv here is at whatever, so I know when it is. So that is the main shitos. Blineder. I don't think this is a maker in halacha, but I try to do 72 minutes. Because then the Shulchan Aruch Paskin say, I try to do 72 minutes. I try.
What's the difference between
22
minutes, basically?
Yeah. Where is Moshe Feinstein's 50 minutes and the magical 9 minutes? Okay. So now I'll explain the Shita of Moshe Feinstein. The shir is taking too long already. It's already 41 minutes, so I don't want to make this too long. I'll explain it Baal Peh. You can never know. Yeah, I mean, actually, there is this about Tosef, but So I'm in source 17. I will explain it Baal Peh. I'll explain it by heart. He says, I'll tell you what. In the end of the day, we should be machmir both ways. And if I'm mistaken, that's also the agreement of Sas Merov and Rabbi Aaron Kotler in Lakewood, that Rabbi Aaron Kotler said to the Sas Merov, you're being mechal Shabbos, and Sas Merov said to him, you too, because you are maybe being mechal Shabbos earlier, but you're being motzi Shabbos too early as well. So they got to this agreement that in Sotmer and in Lakewood, they're going to be Mekabel Shabbos, they're going to enter Shabbos, like the Geonim, I don't know, 20 minutes before the sunset of the body of the sun, the regular Shkia, and be Machmir, Tzeis Shabbos, 72 minutes after Shkia, like Rabbeinu Tam. And indeed, in Lakewood, Moshe Shabbos, I think in every shul in Lakewood, is 72 minutes after Shkia. That's how they do, although they're not Hasidish, but they are Machmir both ways, and so is in the Hasidish Shavuot after this agreement. Baruch Hashem, there was Shalom between Chassidim and Litaim. Baruch Hashem. And Igor Soja says the exact same thing. You know what? You're absolutely right. We should be Machmir Rabbeinu Tam. However, I think that the timing of Rabbeinu Tam here in America, in the towns of New York and New Jersey, it's a very interesting way how he writes New Jersey. I wonder if that's how they write it. New York and New Jersey. Jersey is David Zayin Vav Yud Reish Zayin Yud. Interesting. So he says, I was in New York, I was in New Jersey, and I asked numerous people, and they told me that's how it is in all across America. And from sunset until the sky is full of stars, like Rabbeinu Tam requested, it is 50 minutes. Had Rabbeinu Tam lived here in America, so he would have noticed that Arba Mil, the time of Arba Mil, the time from Shkia, the body of the sun, until the sky is full of stars, how long is that? That is 50 minutes. So he says, you should keep Rabbeinu Tam. But what is Rabbeinu Tam? Not 72 minutes, that is 50 minutes. Okay?
Because all time was based upon walking. How long is
that? That was the mill. But he says, not that today we walk quicker, just we see that from the time of Shkia until the sky is full of stars, it's 50 minutes. What? So he says that he asked across America, and that's the same thing across America. Of course, in, I don't know, what is the most northest place in Canada? Yukon? I don't know. Some place very, very north in Canada. Of course, it won't be the same. But at least, more or less in this area, it should be 15 minutes. That's what he says. So he says this 4 mil, the time of 4 mil from Shkia until Tzeis, is 50 minutes. And that's, and I assume that's the reason why we hold here 50 minutes. I don't know, but this is maybe the reason. I don't know. This might be the reason of the 50 minutes here. I didn't ask the rabbi or the previous rabbi or the rabbi beforehand. So I have no idea why is this, but this could very much be like Moshe Feinstein. The 50 minutes. So we're doing Rabbeinu Tam, but we're doing Rabbeinu Tam in a lighter version. He says, Moshe Feinstein, of course, Ben Torah and Yirei Hashem, they should wait 72 minutes. No one should wait 96 minutes, but 72 minutes is a good thing to do. But if you don't, I'll tell you what, Rabbeinu Tam, it's very, very gishmak, 50 minutes after Shkia. That's what he says. But now, okay, that is Moshe Feinstein, says Shabbos in America. Now comes the magical 9 minutes. And this is another separate chart that I have here. Says Moshe Feinstein. So in that case, all the calculations now are different. If we hold that 4 mil is 50 minutes, so how much is a quarter of a mil? How much is a quarter of a mil? 3 minutes, 0.125, 3 minutes and an eighth of a minute. Right? That's a quarter of a mil. If you divide 50 to 16 pieces, right? Four quarters, 16 quarters actually. So it's 3.125. That's what it is. Okay. So in that case, shloshta of a mil, 3/4 of a mil is 3.125 times 3. That's more or less 9 minutes. So, according to the Vilna Goyen, he says, according to Vilna Goyen, how long is Ben Hashmashos here in New Jersey and New York? That is from Shkia, 9 minutes, and that is ready, Tzitzik Achovim, according to the Vilna Goyen, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So I have here this lovely chart that this is according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, North America, right? So you have here Shkia, and then you have here Tzedek Uchavim, like Rabbeinu Tam, it's 50 minutes. So according to the Geonim, so it is from sunset 9 minutes, and then it's already nighttime. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, so you have here I don't know how much this is. It's not written down. 40 minutes, which is extra time for day, and then according to Rabbeinu Tam, starts Ben Shmashos. But again, you have here this 9 minutes. Now comes Moshe Feinstein, and he tells us about this magical idea of these special 9 minutes. He says, since these special 9 minutes are Ben Hashmashos, only according to who? The Vilna Goyen and his party, and the Geonim. So in that case, you can have here what's called a Sfeik Sfeika. A Sfeik Sfeika. First of all, who says this is Ben Hashmashos? According to Ben Utam, Ben Hashmashos is all the way over here. This is a Suffolk Ben Hashmashos. And Ben Hashmashos, to begin with, what is Ben Hashmashos? What is the definition of Ben Hashmashos? It's Suffolk day, Suffolk night. So these 9 minutes are a Sfeik Sfeika. You don't know if this is, again, this is a Suffolk Ben Hashmashos. Even if it is Ben Hashmashos, this might be day, might be night. This entire day is a Sfeik Sfeika this time. He says, with this Sfeik Sfeika, I could do amazing things. I could b'dieved allow a woman to do Hefsek Taira. A woman to do Hefsek Taira, as we all know, women should do Hefsek Taira in order to start counting the 7 days until Shkia time. And that is, but if she misses, so I was trained that if she misses after Shkia, it's gone. No, you have magical extra 9 minutes. He says, another example that he brings another example of Mila on Shabbos. Let's say Amutsoi Shabbos, right? We hear at Shul, suddenly you get Bris Mila. Suddenly you get an announcement that your wife gave birth to a child, and it's 5 minutes after Shkia. So in that, so can we do a bris next week on Shabbos or wait until Sunday? He says, you know what? You could do a bris also on Shabbos. He says, if you want to rely on this fake sfeika, you could do that. You could do a bris on Shabbos because this is still Shabbos because of this fake sfeika. It's Suffolk Ben Hashmashos. And if it is Ben Hashmashos, it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. You can have a bris on Shabbos if it's more convenient for everyone to go on Sunday on a trip because they have a long weekend. It is, Labor Day, whatever. So yeah, so you prefer Sundays being away? Yeah, a bris on Shabbos, that's fine. Allegedly, you could also daven mincha that time. You could also daven mincha that time because, again, it's fake sfeika. You missed Shkia time, but no, you have now an extra 9 minutes. seemingly, I'm not really sure if this is 100% true, but seemingly, let's say you're on the way back from work, or you were for some reason stuck in traffic. I got this question actually here a few months ago. That person was stuck in traffic. There was some kind of accident. They were on the 401, freeway they were, but we were in traffic for 4 hours. Shabbos was coming. Until when can I drive and then drop the car? So maybe you have these magical 9 minutes and rely on these 9 minutes because of the Sveik Sveika. 9 minutes from Shkia. So if sundown is 7:01, so can't carry on driving, maybe until 7:10. That is again according to Reb Moshe Feinstein. He said that this is a Sveik Sveika and you can use this Sveik Sveika all kind of times. However, many did not agree with this Sveik Sveika for numerous reasons. Rav Shechter is against it in lumdus reasons because he says it's actually all the same suffix. In the end of the day, it's one suffix. Is it day or night? So you're now breaking it in all kind of minor sveikos. But at the end of the day, it's one question. Is it day or night? So it's not a sveik sveika. It's actually one suffix. That's a very good taina. I think it's also Bir Alach who says something similar. But also more important, Rav Osner, a Chassidus Rav, he says, very nice, but we hold lemaise without any suffix like the Geonim. All of us would never do a melacha after Shkia, because we hold without any doubt that Shabbos starts from sunset without any suffix. It's very nice that there's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, but we hold like the Geonim, not as a suffix lechumra, as me'ikar adin. This is actually the time that we should keep Shabbos. Sometimes we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that's only lechumra. From Mutzoi Shabbos, we're never making like Rabbeinu Tam. Never. So because of that, it's not a real suffix, is halacha like the Geonim or Rabbeinu Tam. No doubt about it. No suffix. Halacha is like the Geonim. So you have only one suffix left. Ben Hashmoshos, is it day or is it night? In that case, you can't rely on it. So many poskim says that since we really do not hold like Rabbeinu Tam at all, this is, and hearing this from a Chassidus Rav is kind of surprising. But he says, we are mekabel the halacha like the Geonim. There's no magical 9 minutes. There's no Sveik Sveika. By the way, the magical 9 minutes in Eretz Yisrael extend to 13 and a half minutes. That's just FYI. But anyways, they say that we don't rely on this Sveik Sveika because there's only one suffix. There's no suffix about Rabbeinu Tam and the Geonim. We hold like the Geonim. That is the approach of Rav Osner and many else. And because of that, in the book Nishmat Shabbat, so I think Rav Harpin is the name of the author. So he says, a person is driving his car, and it's Shkia time. Techef umiyad achar Shkia asur l'Israel lanhig et ha'oto. Shekvar nitkabla b'Israel achush b'chol midi deoraita l'shitat ha'geonim. There's no Sveik Sveika. We in Am Yisrael accepted the shita of the Geonim, and since it's already Shkia time, stop the car, park someplace, and leave the car immediately, or ask the goy to drive you. That's already a separate question. But you do not drive the car, because for that moment, we hold, this is Shabbos, not Sofek, not Sveik Sveika, this is Shabbos. That's what it's maybe a Sofek because Ben Hashmashos, this is Ben Hashmashos. Okay? So that's why, so again, according to Moshe Feinstein, he had two major chidushim. One chidush, he says, according to Ben Utam, it's 50 minutes, this entire Mahalech. And because of that, he says you have the Ben Hashmashos of the Geonim, which could become a Sveik Sveika, and with that you could do all kind of amazing things during that time, davening mincha, maybe doing melacha, I don't know, but all kind of things that you could do in these magical 9 minutes. Is this clear? More or less? Yeah? Boy, boy, boy. If you're saying like that, then you're a Zeifman. So in that case, it's very, very, what? It's late. Oy, boy, boy. Okay. It's now Shkia according to Ben Utam. That's it. Something like that. Okay. Last halacha. Now, we will finish with this. This was also brought down, I think, in Simchas Chaver, regarding Shalosh Shittos. Shulchan Aruch says a person should not eat anything after Chasheicha. From the moment it's dark. In source 22. And Mishnah Berurah says, not only Chasheicha, afilu Sveik Chasheicha, meaning from Ben Hashmashos. However, says Mishnah Berurah, something that seems to contradict himself, but if you didn't eat before Shkia, eat at least half an hour before Tesek Lechovim. These lines in Israel don't make any sense, because after Shkia, Already after 13, 18, 30 minutes is already tizak kachavim. So how can you tell me if you didn't eat after shkia, you can eat? Just make sure it's half an hour before tizak kachavim. What?
Here
it would make sense. Inachinami, inachinami. So the words of Chavetz Chaim make perfect sense. Also here in Clinton Park, if we hold that tizak kachavim is 50 minutes after shkia, so you have, I don't know, maybe even an extra 20. I'm not saying any halachos, but maybe even an extra 20 minutes from shkia until you can stop eating. Bread for Shalosh Shuddos. But in Eretz Yisrael, as we said in the Tefillah Kehilchot in Source 25, he brings Rav Eliashiv. He says that the words of Shabuah make sense only wherever he lives. Sheyesh efresh gadol bin Shkia. That there's a very long gap between Shkia and Tzitzik Chavim. And then finally, in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, the Israeli book of Hilchas Shabbos, primarily the Psakim of Shmuel Goybach, he says Achrei Shkia Tachama, the last line, Kol Baal Nefesh Lo Yitul Adav. It's Shkia time, you should not eat. So that's Shmishos Kilchasa, which you should do here in Crandon Park in Canada. I think you should ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But again, you see here again the difference between Tzitzik Chavim and Shkia in numerous inyanim. Okay? Are we fine? Is this clear? Okay.